What's poppin', peoples?
I've missed you guys. It's been 2 weeks. I've been slacking my shit, but I don't give a fuck, honestly. I'm here, and I'm bringing you guys this episode because I want everyone to keep on. Like, there was a shooting in El Paso 7 days ago. A lot of hard times, a lot of other shootings around the country, a lot of other mini events, like mini tragic events going on around the country. And so I'm bringing you this episode. I call it A Tale of Triumph, where it's just like I look into my past and I share with you guys a time in my life when I was getting fucking hammered the fuck down, just like trying my hardest in something and just not succeeding. And then at the end, I finally fucking made it. Like, I won that game, and I'm fucking grateful for it. So, as you listen to this episode, I just pray that you begin to develop a sense of confidence in yourself. I pray that as you listen to this podcast, you begin to look within and find strength. I pray that you guys begin to find strength within yourselves to accomplish your goals. That's all. I want you guys to be happy. That's honestly all. Please enjoy this episode. I love you with all my heart forever and beyond. Y'all are awesome. I'm going to work out. Structural analysis. That was definitely the hardest fucking class of my entire fucking college career. Like, I took that shit with a group of friends. We each had, I think, 4 classes and 3 labs together. And that was one of the classes we had together. The other 3 classes had 3 labs. But they were my lab partners for those 3 classes as well. So we all took that class together. We all studied together. We all did everything together. Fuck, man. The way that class just fucking shit on me. If you've ever been shit on by anything in school, like, people get embarrassed because they're taking remedial math, but that's perfectly fucking fine. Like, I was always telling them, like, don't be fucking ashamed of your shit. Like, just fucking be happy that you're fucking in college and paying for it. Other people are at fucking Walmart all fucking day because they can't afford college and that's their only way out. But yeah, structural analysis. I took it with my lab partners. They passed. I did not. Long story short, I did not fucking pass that shit. I did everything I could to pass. It was shit. I'm trying to remember what the final was like. All I know is that class smashed me. Like, the fucking final doesn't matter. Like, I lost. I lost that game fair and fucking square. So then I took a different class the next semester, knowing that I was going to have to retake fucking structural analysis and pass it somehow. So then the first time I took it, it was a spring semester. Okay, yeah. They didn't offer it. I don't know if they offer it now, but they didn't offer it in the fall semester. So I had to wait a whole year to retake that bastard class. But so between when I failed it and when I started again, I discovered Forex trading. And I fell in love with that shit. I fell in love with, like, my first 2 weeks trading. My friend put me on some robot that trades for you. And that robot turned $50 into $200 for me in 2 weeks. With me just, like, doing absolutely nothing. So, like, if you ever experience that, you're gonna fall in love with whatever got you that growth. The robot took me from 50 to 200 in 2 weeks. It was like 198. And then within a couple of days, it was like within 2 days, the robot over leveraged my account and just crashed it. I was shattered to fucking bits and pieces. I was in such a fucking emotional state that some kid who was always talking shit at the skate park, like, I finally, like, he met my limit and fucking had to get stitches in his mouth, and, like, people were saying thank you to me because they were tired of his shit, of his fucking shit-talking. Like, I only hit him once in his mouth because he was always shit-talking, and everyone was fucking sick of that shit. And he got to me at the right time, right place, right time, all that bullshit. Moving on. Structural analysis part two. I'm in this class for the second fucking time, and I'm doing my best. Actually, now that I fucking remember, I took it that fall, and I remember now. I took that shit in the fall, 7:30 a.m. every Monday, every Wednesday. I was fucking killing that phase of my life. Like, I was waking up at 4, I was at the fucking UTEP gym, 5:30, waiting for, like, standing outside the door, like, say hi to the person that fucking opens the gym. That was me. Like, killing it in life, getting killed by structural analysis in school. I did my best in that class, took the final. Any class that I did bad in, I just knew that after the final, I would pass. So I just had that vibe. Like, that was just my overall macro vibe on school. Like, I'm gonna do shitty, but I'm gonna pass. I get my results, I learn that I fail. That's fucking, that's heartbreaking. Not really, I didn't give a shit. It was fucking school. But it fucking blowed. It sucked. Like, it didn't blew, it's fucking blowed. Like, that shit blows to fail a class. Like, after... And I realized that shit especially hurt because on my third time taking chemistry, like the first day of class, I remember sitting there looking around the fucking auditorium and being like, God, I don't want to retake classes anymore because this is, like, I was having, like, kind of deja vu for the third time, or like the second deja vu of the same situation. And I was like, okay, like, I don't like this feeling. So then taking structural analysis and failing it twice. That was whatever. That was kind of whatever. I was just like, okay, I'm going to pass it this time. So this time comes around. It's the third semester in a row that I'm taking structural analysis. It's a spring semester. And I just fell in love with trading that semester. Like, I fucking just stopped going to school. Was trading... I was studying trading all day. I wasn't trading all day. I was studying trading all day. And, like, making money is in ways that I could on the side. I don't even remember what my hustle was at that time. But I was just fucking trying my best, you know? Like, my goal has always been to skate the world. So it was, like, trading Forex seems a lot more logical than fucking getting this $40,000+. No, it wasn't $40,000+. This, like, $12,000 piece of paper, trading was the way. So I kind of, like, fizzled out of that semester and just took the L's and the F's. I just took those F's with, like, not even, like, the slightest bit of regret in my being. The story continues. My grandmother passed away. In that June? Yeah, that June my grandmother passed away. I spent spent the entire month of, I want to say August, with my family in Nigeria. There was some sort of reinvigoration within me. Like, okay, well, I'll finish school for my grandma. That was like, now that I'm looking back, that was the only reason why I finished school. Just because, like, standing over my grandmother's grave, like, before they buried her, just, like, looking at her coffin, before they covered her coffin, just looking at her, just, like, sleeping there. I mean, obviously dead, but basically sleeping there, because I could still feel, like, her life in my heart. We're connected. We're all connected. So I was like, okay, like, I vibe you, Grandma. I will finish college. So, there's a rule at UTEP where if you fail a class, I don't know if it's at UTEP or if it's just in the engineering department, if you fail a class three times, you're out.
Like, three strikes, you're motherfucking out of here. And my ass was so out of there. But fortunately for me, I'm always blessed in ways that I cannot describe to other people. I can only just try and share with other people. But fortunately for me, the teachers knew me. Like, fucking 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", black guy who has a skateboard in his left hand every fucking day, who's probably like a little bit sweaty from fucking skating in the hot El Paso goddamn sun, like in between classes and shit. They knew me, like, oh, this kid, I don't know if they thought I had smarts or whatever the fuck. They were just lenient enough to, like, send me to talk to all the correct people. I sat down with the dean, who, by the way, was my original structural analysis professor. I had to go, like, fucking email. I emailed, like, three people, finally led me to him. I had to go sit down in his office with my skateboard under my feet and just explain to him why I suck shit. Which was always an entertaining conversation that I wish I recorded. So they fined me, like, it was either $400 or $750. I don't remember how much fucking money. It's just fucking money pumping machine. But they're like, okay, you can take it, you pay this fine. I took it. They got a new teacher, that's a new professor that semester from, I think it was from Wisconsin, either Wisconsin or Michigan, I don't remember. But it was his first year as an engineering instructor, like, just got his bachelor's, or, I mean, not bachelor's, he got his doctorates, like, that semester before. So UTEP was his best offer. He pulled up, I cannot remember his name at the moment, but that semester, fortunately for me, please remember, I'm way more blessed than I can ever understand, and I love that shit. But fortunately for me, I entered the class late, like a week late, because we got back from Nigeria. We got back from Nigeria, and I, like, hadn't even considered registering for classes, so I had to go in, especially, like, you're talking about sit down in front of the dean. I had to really sit down in front of the dean, and also, in addition to explaining, like, or, like, part of explaining why I suck shit, it's, like, explaining why I'm fucking registering a week and a half into the fucking semester when that shit's been open since, like, fucking February or whenever they opened it earlier for juniors and shit. So that was fun. And then, get into the class. I mean, my blessings are just forever. I met up with brilliant-minded people, like, basically the fucking leaders of the class. I was always the leader of the class, but the clueless leader. I was the class clown. That's who the clueless leader was. That was me. I was the class clown. So, the class clown, clever enough to surround himself with the class brain, which was this girl, Daniela. She changed her last name earlier to honor her stepfather. I don't remember what she changed her last name to. But her brilliance is basically what inspired me. Like, it wasn't, like, me copying off of her and shit. It was just, like, she's getting the accolades as, like, the best student. And it's like, fuck you, I'm competitive. I want to get the most attention. So, like, she probably had absolutely no idea that we were competing, because she would crush. Like, she would be straight A's and I was straight B's, which was like winning for me because I'm king of the D's, you know? Fucking double D this in every class. D's here, C's here, all that shit. So I was getting B's just like competing with her, doing the best I could. She probably had absolutely no idea. If I brought it up to her today, she'd probably laugh her shit to pieces. But glory be unto the fucking highest. And peace to the people on earth. I passed that class
on my fourth fucking try, paying a fine, having to sit down and talk to the dean. So much in between that, like, I can't even mention because I don't remember. But I fucking did it. It took 2 years. It literally took 2 years to get through one class, but I fucking did it. And I just wanted to share that story with everybody, because with you guys, because I just want you to know, like, and myself especially, like, I'm gonna come back and listen to this, but I just want you to know, like, just keep fucking trying, just keep fucking going for it, just keep fucking charging, do everything you fucking can to fucking win. That's the only fucking thing that matters. I'm starting to learn that it's an everything game, not just like a this or not just a one or the other type of game. It's a fucking everything game. Like, people will slow themselves down when they're supposed to be, like, releasing content, like, to promote their message. They'll be like, well, quality versus quantity. And I'm always saying, like, fucking both. Like, don't choose black or white. Choose black and white and gray and orange. Everything. Every fucking thing. Every fucking thing. I hope you feel me smacking your head, because I'm saying every fucking thing fucking matters, man. Just keep fucking going, keep fucking charging. That's what fucking life is about, man. Fuck. If you don't like the word fuck, I don't know what to fucking tell you, but fuck, man, let's just keep fucking charging in life, in fucking business, in fucking school, in relationships. Just keep fucking charging in your thoughts and your ideas and your executions. Just keep fucking charging. Keep fucking banging your head against the wall, because the wall's gonna crack, and then you can fucking bang your head against it some more, and then you'll break it down. Like, even if you want, you don't want to have to fucking bang your head. Use your fists. Find a fucking hammer. Ask, like, there's probably a door on the wall too. Like, go fucking knock on the door. Like, you don't have to bang your head. Just, like, everything. All in. Everything. All the fucking way. All the fucking way. Just everything in. That's what I feel like life is meant to be about.